Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, let's go. Super Talk Eagle Hour is on the air. We're glad you're with us. We're broadcasting from the Southern Bancorp studio here in Hattiesburg. Hey, thanks for tuning in. We've got a great show for you today. Eddie Brescher, golf coach at Southern Miss, and Jake Moffitt, Mississippi amateur champion and newest member of the Southern Miss golf team, is going to be with us. Mike Frazier, get us caught up to date on junior college action around the state. Katie Newsom is going to be here from Anatomies later in the program to talk about something that we're helping promote, and we think it's very important. Graham Crawford, Kelly Sander, Bob Getty, we're all here in the Southern Bancorp studio with the opening segment, of course, sponsored every day by Dickey's Barbecue Pit. All right, let's get right to it. Eddie Frazier's with us, golf coach, and brought one of his young, I guess, studs with you, state amateur champion, and Coach, I reached out and asked the guys to get you on the show when I saw y'all have won that second tournament in a row against really big-time competition. Your guys are just on a roll.
They are. And thanks again for having us on. It's always a pleasure to stop in and hang out with y'all. The boys have been doing good. We've got a lot of talent this year. Our scoring average numbers are through the roof, some of the best that we've ever had. And it's starting to translate onto the golf course, and we're starting to get some great wins.
How big were these two tournament wins for your program, you think?
They were massive. You know, it's very difficult, and this is what I've told the guys a lot. It's very difficult to win a college golf tournament. You know, with the whole roster limits and stuff like that, it makes it to where you don't ever underestimate an opponent. Does not matter what school they're from. It doesn't take a huge rostered sport to make a difference like it does in golf, where, you know, one piece here or there is a game changer for your program. So you don't want to take anybody lightly, and that's starting to translate. But, you know, we've actually added some great pieces as well, and we're starting to see the results of that.
One standing right beside you. Tell us about this youngster.
So this is Jake Moffitt. The current Mississippi amateur champion. Jake is a fantastic young man, has been a huge part of our program, and having him as a new addition to the team is starting to pay dividends with these trophies. You know, Jake has counted pretty much every time he puts a tee in the ground towards our team score. Individually, you know, first event right out the gate, he shoots 10 under at Squire Creek. You know, for a true freshman, that's pretty incredible. But, you know, backing up, having him come in with a big win at the state amateur, shooting, was it 21 or 23? 21 under at Grand Bear. I mean, that's insane. Final round 63, 10-shot win. Like, that's big league stuff right there. And it's starting to translate over to his collegiate career.
Jake, Graham Crawford standing right over there. I can see what the look on his face is. I want to get this guy on the course. I'm going to wear him out.
No, actually, Jake walloped Graham's dad, who was playing in the state amateur. But what's so many things unique, Jake, about your story. One that I find is you really didn't even start playing golf until about 5 years ago. So you played baseball, but tell us how you made the transition into golf and why you made that decision and how long it took you to figure out, hey, I might be pretty good at this.
I started kind of when COVID hit. A lot of baseball things shut down. There wasn't much else to do in Ripley, so kind of started going out to the golf course.
No, wait a minute. There's nothing much to do in Ripley, Mississippi?
Not a whole lot to do there.
Oh, okay.
Pretty limited.
All right.
So I started going out there and kind of messing around, and nothing else to do. I kind of started to find myself spending every day, all day out there, and realized that I liked it a bunch. And at first, I didn't really know where I was going with it. I just kind of wanted to play it because I enjoyed it. But say maybe a year or two into it, I realized maybe I could get a college scholarship, get some school paid for out of it.
But that's only a 9-hole course, right, in Ripley?
Yes, sir.
So then did Ripley have a high school golf team, or how did people know about your abilities?
We did. We had a high school golf team. I think my eighth grade year, me and four other of my buddies joined it, so I think there was 7 or 8 of us on the team. So kind of started to play there, started to shoot some good scores, and started traveling around the state and nearby states, shoot some good scores in individual junior tournaments.
Now, when you win the state amateur, you had a choice, I'm sure, to go to a lot of different schools. No disrespect at all to Southern Miss, because that's where you are. But tell us how you arrived at the decision that Hattiesburg is where you wanted to be.
Well, I think anybody that comes to Hattiesburg knows how good the community is, and Coach Ed is just a phenomenal coach. He prepares us well, and I don't think people realize how hard he works for the program. And the facilities are awesome, and just everybody around it's awesome.
How much did that new facility attract you here?
It attracted me a lot, especially coming from not a great facility, but it's what I had, to something like that. It doesn't get much better.
Now, I know Graham Crawford's a real-life golfer. Get in this conversation.
I try to. Actually, you're talking about going to play at one of those 9-hole courses. I play at Dixie. That's where I'm from, Laurel. My grandfather's had a cart there. I have a key on my key ring that I go out there a lot of Mondays and actually just go play. So playing on that course, to you go to Canebrake, you go to Hattiesburg Country Club out here, it's a lot different. So I can imagine how you go into Grand Bear and winning versus your home course. You said it was called what?
Pine Hill.
Well, I'm sure Grand Bear and Pine Hill are a little bit different.
It is. They just got a little bit of difference.
Well, and most courses would be called Pine Hills. But there's just one in Ripley, so it's Pine Hill. But and you were saying that you thought that that Eddie deserves a 4-year contract extension.
He does. He deserves at least 4 years.
Okay,
that's right.
Let's just go for 6 or 8. Well, we got him here.
And Eddie, if you can put into your words what the indoor facility has meant, because coincident or not, the women and men's golf teams have skyrocketed in the last couple of years. It can't just be coincidence.
Absolutely. You know, when I got hired to be the head coach and was very fortunate to be in the position that I'm in, I had a vision. The vision was to get a lot of people on board and get our facilities top notch. Obviously in golf, you're not going to build a golf course, and you know, you're not going to have your Rock or your Pete Taylor Park. And so from a strategic standpoint is, okay, how about we just grow our relationship with these amazing golf courses that we have, but let's also kind of add a little piece to the puzzle. Let's get what we need. We need a training facility to train these athletes in versus, you know, not having anything at all. You know, we had the Judson, which is great, the short course that we have at Hattiesburg Country Club. And the country club is great, and Canebrake is great, but, you know, what's that extra piece? What's that wow factor? And sharing that vision with a lot of donors and getting them on board and getting them behind the vision has what's led to the momentum. You know, we can certainly attract those players, but if we really want to win, we've got to have the tools to be able to develop them when we get them here. So now not only can we attract them, but now we can develop them.
But Jake, that's with us today, this is a phenomenal. I mean, this is amazing that a kid that hasn't even played 5 years ago is the state amateur champion.
I know, it kind of ticks me off. I've been playing since I was a little kid.
That's
the one that I don't have.
I really just want to ask, like, how did you become so good so quickly?
I really have no idea.
What an answer. That's not what I was expecting. I need some drills. I need something we're doing.
I just showed up every day and put in the time and didn't really – I don't guess I really set any goals. I just kind of kept going just to see where I could get. Never set like a limit to myself.
You've already shot 66 three different times this year. If you had a weakness in your game, what is it and what are you doing to try to improve it?
Chipping. I'm not a very good chipper, but – Thankful that we have the Judson. I'm getting a lot better at chipping. You can hit just about any shot. You can put yourself in any scenario out there. So I'm working spending a lot of time on the Judson.
All right, Coach, we've got about a minute left. I want you to put in perspective what Kelly just said, how unusual and remarkable it is for a young man like this to pick up clubs and 5 years later he's the state amateur champion.
It's pretty incredible. I mean, you just – that doesn't happen.
Right.
You
right.
know, I mean, obviously the good Lord has blessed that guy with some talent. But the work ethic coupled with the talent is just what's making him grow. Now we're in, you know, one of the best golf program environments in the country, and he's only going to continue to grow. And
right.
the goal for him is let's get him out there on tour. Let's do what we can to surround this kid with the tools he needs to be successful later in life after college.
He wouldn't mind being a millionaire professional golfer, no, would he?
I don't think he would either.
look at that look on his face.
There's some been a lot of talent come through Mississippi that's out there on the tour. Why not let's get some black and gold around him?
All right, real quick, Jake, is there anything you do to help my man here, Graham, improve his game? Because I know it's important to him.
Oh, let's hit it straight. Line up straight.
Hit it straight. I do want to say this for the people that don't know. The State Am is not just college students, not just high school students. No, these are people that played for a long time.
He'd be grown men.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Like Ben Snow out there at Cambridge. Like, that's who you were playing, Ben, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I've heard the story. And then he just couldn't hang. Like, that is so impressive to me to know that the best one that I've seen play.
That's pretty remarkable stuff. Well, Jay, congratulations, man.
Well, thank you.
And we are really happy that you're a Golden Eagle. And, Coach, congratulations. You're just doing a phenomenal job.
Thank you, gentlemen. Southern Miss to the top.
And I'll tell you, that accent of his is going to have those women four across and six deep, man.
Eddie Brescher and Jake Moffitt, everybody. Southern Miss Golf is rolling, and we're very happy to have them here in the studio. We'll be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Hey, I want to thank Coach Eddie Brescher and Jake Moffitt joining us here in the Eagle Hour studio. We do appreciate that. This segment sponsored by Eagle Tire West. A lot of Eagle themes here. Former Southern Miss baseball pitcher Matt Warren invites you to see him for premium Goodyear products. Full service auto and truck service at Eagle Tire West next to Smith Motor Company, Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. Family operated since 1985, Eagle Tire and Eagle Tire West. Goodyear Tires, full service, big Southern Miss supporters. While you're on Highway 98, drive a little further west, you'll find MCS Home Center. Home repair, home remodeling, home construction. Everything you need for your next project, home, lawn, or garden is available at MCS Home Center in Bellevue. MCS is Hattiesburg's newest improvement home center. Excuse me, local folks eager to serve you. 7329 Highway 98 West. Before we bring Mike Frazier on, I want to go back to you, Graham, Division I baseball player, golfer.
Wannabe.
I want you to put in perspective how incredible it is that a kid like Jake Moffitt can pick up clubs and 5 years later win the amateur state championship.
There's not words that I can sit here and say that will actually show how cool that is, and to actually meet him, because I've heard his name, because I play a lot of golf. That's all I got left, basically. I'm a wannabe. I'm a hack. And I know how hard golf really is coming from baseball. And the fact that this dude has been on a nine-hole course, played for 5 years, and all he does is, it's so cool, his mental ability to literally just think, hit it straight, hit it straight, hit it straight. And I guarantee it's solid every time. And for him to go in and beat people that have played this game 30 years, Ben Snow used to play at Southern Miss. Like, these people, crazy, he's beating grown men that have played this game for a long time.
But what does it say about the program that they're getting these guys now?
Yeah.
Getting these guys, one, and the team aspect that they know they can walk into one of these big tournaments and take names. And that, yeah, that's another sport that is getting on the same culture
no
train.
No question. All right, let's switch gears. Mike Frazier, JUCO Weekly. In my life, I've never met a guy that knows more about junior college football than this man. All right, Mike, we're a few weeks into the season, and I know there's a lot of dust flying around, but who's standing at the top of the hill at this point of the year?
Yeah, hey, guys, how you doing? Boy, I'll tell you, the two teams that really have a shot at getting into the NJCAA National Playoff, it's going to be Northwest and Mississippi Gulf Coast. Those are the two teams that are in a good position. Only one, assuming that each of these teams make it to their respective conference championship game, only one team will come out of Mississippi. But those are the teams that are in great position. And when you look at Mississippi Gulf Coast and you take Landon Barnes, I mean, here's a guy that, as long as he stays healthy and can finish the season, he will be your National Offensive Player of the Year, hands down. The guy is just a rock star, great leader, and has terrific weapons. So Gulf Coast is in great shape. They're deep. You know, Tyler Henderson, a terrific wide receiver. And I'll tell you what's special about Henderson is not only does he catch the ball, but he sells just about every route he runs. So he's pulling a D-back. He's getting a linebacker to maybe spend an extra second or two on him. He's really a terrific salesman when it comes to running a route, even if the play is not designed for him, which obviously helps out Barnes tremendously. And if you talk to Jack Wright, the head coach at Gulf Coast, he'll tell you just that. So that's another real special player that you don't want to see him get lost in the headlines regarding media, because he is really a terrific football player in his own right.
You know, Gulf Coast will travel to Pearl River tonight at 7 o'clock kickoff at Dobie Holden. Pearl River down to its third-string quarterback, it looks at this point, with a couple of injuries last week. And everything you say about Gulf Coast, Mike, right on, but there's some people over in Wesson that think very highly of their Colin team. And Hines, what a turnaround Hines has experienced after the coaching change this year.
Sure thing. Chris Jones, a high school coach out of Starkville, comes in and he recruits Jalon Ruffin, and that's been a difference maker. I mean, if you watch the tape on Ruffin, he's super athletic and really, generally speaking, does not lock in on receivers. You don't see that in a freshman at the junior college level. I mean, if you look at some of the tape, the throws that he makes on the run, he can run it if he has to, but from what we see on tape, he is always looking to throw it first. Running is either a last option, or the defenses have collapsed so much that he's just going to take the 18 to 20 yard run. So yeah, he's really been the go-to guy for them. Look, you talk about Pearl River. We'd be remiss if we didn't mention defensive lineman Jalen Anderson. Here's a guy who finds himself in the backfield, causes havoc for offenses. He's got a ton of sack yards. He's also been known to pick the football off. He's having a nice year for Pearl River. Another guy that you don't want to see get lost in the headlines when you look at their record. He's a quality player. And that's the theme at the junior college level. You know, especially in Mississippi, you take a team that might go 1-8, 0-9, but, man, they're loaded with Division I guys. So that really is what's special about Mississippi JUCO football, is there's a lot of high school kids that come out of the state of Mississippi that play at the JUCO level and parlay that into a nice little school to West Alabama or South Alabama or Troy at Tulane. You know, and then, of course, some go on to the big hitters like LSU, Ole Miss, and so on. So it really is a terrific system. And there's a ton of Division I talent across the board. And, yes, Colin, solid football team, no doubt about it. But, man, if you just look at the rankings, the NJCAA board really did them a disservice, and their mountain is just going to be too steep to climb to secure a playoff spot at this juncture.
With all this talent in the MAC, what is kind of the separating factor you think that makes the teams that are consistently at the top stay at the top?
Well, you know, it's defensive players. You know, everyone's going to find themselves in Mississippi. Your old linemen are all going to come out of the state of Mississippi. It's what you could do with your defensive guys. How fast are you? And what's changed and what you've seen is what's changed in the last 5 years with these players. They're not just going to the institution that has the great facilities. They want playing time. So that's what's really hurt East Mississippi. A lot of guys now are going to East Central. You know, they're going to other institutes, Colin. Not so much because they have the best facilities or one of the top. They don't. But they're guaranteed playing time. So
is that not the exact same thing as what major college football is doing now?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you see the trends that just trickle down to the junior college and the high school level. And that being said, the portal and the NIL hurts high school kids. It hurts the JUCO kids. They get further pushed back on the recruiting radar unless they're just a tremendous, you know, athlete with the size. You look at Landon Varnes. He's a terrific quarterback, but the downside, he's only 6 foot, so he's limited where he can go. You know, he's not going to go to a big hitter school just because he's 6 feet tall. So these defensive guys really are what makes the difference. And you got to hit on those out-of-state recruiters. I mean, those out-of-state recruits. You have to hit on them.
Mike Frazier joins us. He is the curator and producer of JUCO Weekly. The podcast drops every Tuesday, rather, and you can find it on YouTube. That's JUCO Weekly. Just search for it, and you will enjoy all the information if you're a junior college football fan. Mike, you've been openly, you know, critical of the NJCAA board as to way they handle some of the rankings. For some of our listeners that might not be familiar, as Jay Leno used to say, what's your beef with the NJCAA board and the way they handle their rankings, or what could they do better?
Look, it's a tough task. Overall, they do a great job. I just don't think that they give Mississippi the credit it deserves, okay? It's like I said last week. There's a lot of middle class in Mississippi. Northwest, already with a loss. You look at Northeast, an undefeated team. They're battling Northwest tonight. So they're not. If Northwest beats them, they're just not going to get that much street cred from the NJCAA committee. They are big on Kansas and Texas. Two quality, don't get me wrong, those are two quality conferences. But the difference is, in Mississippi, you have 14 teams that play football. So move Delta and Coahoma, who are always irrelevant. That still leaves you 12 teams that trumps the 8 in Texas and the 7 in Kansas. And I know. I'll tell you right now, East Central, if they would have won that conference championship last year, they were not getting into the tournament. They were not going to be one of the Final Four teams. I think it's just they go after the big boys, and that's it. Northwest, Gulf Coast, and East Mississippi, you know, if their records are worthy. I think Mississippi should have two teams. If you take Gulf Coast or Northwest and get them to the conference championship, whoever loses that game should still get a bid. They're that good, but that won't happen.
All right, Mike, we appreciate you, man. Talk to you next week. Mike Frazier from JUCO Weekly. He's the go-to guy, brother, when it comes to junior college football, that's for sure. Kyron Heath is a Ole Miss transfer playing football here at USM. We're going to hear from him and talk about some other stuff when we come back. As we head to break, don't forget about our good friends at Genesis of Hattiesburg, the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour, Highway 98 West. We'll be right back.
Southern Miss to the top.
All right, everybody, welcome back. DBAT sponsoring this segment of the Super Talk Eagle Hour. DBAT on Hardy Street, where you get all your baseball, softball training. Sports training for any sport. If you're an adult, want to be the best you can be. DBAT on Hardy Street, state-of-the-art facility. We appreciate, of course, all they do. Mo Baby J Company, they're at 2902 Hardy Street. I got that mixed up. They're at 2902 Hardy Street. That's where you get beignets and you work out at DBAT further up Hardy Street, and we appreciate all that they do. Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, Alexa, or Siri will play the Super Talk Eagle Hour for you. All right, let's get back to football for just a minute. Dima does some great interviews for us each and every Tuesday. This past week, he interviewed Kyron Heath, who's an Ole Miss transfer, 3 years at Ole Miss, actually started 5 games for the Rebels last year. He's now a Golden Eagle playing tight end, and looking forward to a great game Saturday night. Here's Kyron Heath.
Kyron Heath on the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Kyron, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me today.
All right, Kyron, talk to me about your game the past few several weeks. Just being able to, you know, think you got a little dinged up, of course, in week one, but able to come back and had a really nice game last week against the Bulldogs.
It was just really a team effort type thing. We all just were like, my tight end room just pushing me to get, like, healthy preparation and then, like, really just focus on the little details throughout the day to get better and, like, gain a trust from the quarterback and stuff like that.
How important is preparation? Because Coach Huff was talking a lot about preaching preparation this week to y'all as y'all prepare for your next game. What is kind of in that message, and how have you seen the team respond?
I say it's very important. It just, like, we got like a lot of talent, but talent can't win games. Like, you gotta know what you want to do or gotta do before it comes, and that's what we do. The preparation is just something that it just helps. You know, like, you will know what's coming next, and don't have to like second guess yourself. You can be confident in what you're doing in that moment. So,
you know, run blocking for tight ends is really important. And I feel like both you and the other tight ends have done really well at that throughout the season. What kind of is the technique there, and where do you want to see y'all grow further in that?
It's really just working at practice, like going fast, talking what we see, or like if I mess up on a block, Caden comes to me like, hey, you should have done this, and taking what he said and do it my next rep and vice versa. And what was the other question?
Just where you want to see the team excel in that further.
I just want to, I just feel like it's like, I don't know. Give me one moment.
No, you're good. I do want to ask you about Caden, though, because I think, you know, he's been probably one of the bigger surprises on the offense throughout the first few weeks. What have you seen from him? And he's been a great addition for y'all, I think.
Yes. He's just a hard worker, man. He came in, like, just willing to put, like, work hard, do anything for the team. And when I see him now, I was like, oh, he'll be a good dude. And then he's also pushing me to be better, be a better teammate. And he's just a nice guy, man.
How's Braylon kind of pushed y'all as well to, you know, continue to grow as an offense and grow in y'all's ability to move the football?
We haven't played a complete game, like, 4 quarters through with, like, experts. We haven't played a complete game, like, four quarters through. He's, like, we know we have good players, and it's, like, we just need to go harder every time. And he's, like, he's just showing, like, we can keep getting better. Like, every week we have gotten better. So, he's, like, there's no time to stop now.
Well, Kyron, thanks for joining us on the Eagle Hour. Anything else you got to say to the fans?
I say y'all come out to the Rock this weekend, and we finna show what we really is.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
All right, Kyron Heath, tight end for the Golden Eagles. Big game for him Saturday night. Got to get back on the winning track. Don't know a whole lot about Jacksonville State, but as we've talked earlier in the week, they should be competitive, Kelly.
Yeah, they run the football especially well. And you would think, okay, if you shut down or at least contain the running attack, then you ought to be okay. On paper, it sounds good. But they'll throw it just enough to be effective, and it has been so far. But there's no doubt that the first thing the Eagle defense has got to focus on is at least containing the run.
So yeah. I think as long as we can jump out to an early lead and score some points, it's going to force Jacksonville State to really throw the football.
Right.
And it's got to put us in a lot better spot.
Right. What you don't want to do against a team like that, right? You don't want to get behind where they can just pound that rock.
Then you're chasing it, and they have the ball in their hand the whole game.
Which is exactly what happened at Tech last weekend. Mm-hmm. You know, they got behind, and then
they're just going to run the ball. Kill the clock.
Difficult to come from that far behind.
Yeah. When your defense is on the field all game, I mean, it's tough to really make a comeback.
Yeah, no question. You're still a little dazed about meeting the state amateur golf champion, aren't you?
I still am, to be honest with you.
I've never seen you starstruck or tongue-tied.
Especially from an 18-year-old country boy from Ripley that hits a golf ball. Like, just the fact that that's him. Like, what?
And you were saying during the break, and I don't mean to keep going back to this, but it really is rather phenomenal. He won the dadgum tournament by 10 strokes. It wasn't like... You know, he had to make a birdie on the 18th this hole.
I would never compare him to Tiger Woods, but this is like what Tiger Woods was doing in 2000s in majors.
Except Tiger Woods was playing from the time he was 3 years old.
Yeah, exactly. And this good old boy from Ripley just decided him and his buddies were going to go out to the golf course and have nothing to do.
Because he couldn't play baseball because of COVID, he'd have never started playing.
He didn't
golf.
Have anything to do. You had to somehow get out of the house and knew he's bored as all get out. I did this. I went turkey hunting all the time. That was my thing.
And I was shocked when he said there's not a whole lot to do in Ripley.
Now, you were on this kid about Ripley, weren't you?
No. I love the small town stories. I really do. Because with that accent, he's super marketable. Now, I know if he were to do a national interview, people would love that accent, but you're going to get the national media that's not going to think he wears shoes or doesn't have.
He's got to buy into it. He's got to buy into the fact that that Southern accent is going to separate him from everyone, and you really got to buy in. They start asking those questions.
Yeah, but it irritates me how the media immediately starts going to, "Do you have electricity?
That's fine.
Do you wear shoes?
Please bring it on." That and you should embrace it. I think you should.
I just think the media needs to grow up a little bit. That you know, just because, and every time, how many times on TV shows that is set in Mississippi or in the Deep South, the first music you hear is a banjo, right? And they're sitting on their front porch.
We're not descent in Tennessee,
sweating with mosquitoes all around and drinking iced tea.
That's the hills in Tennessee. It's not Mississippi. It's different, come on, right?
But here's the positive. I've really never met. For lack of a better term, Graham, I guess y'all said this in some role, a Yankee who came down here that didn't want to stay when they got down here.
That is very true. Actually, Billy Butler is in the process of moving back down here.
Right. And how many people do you ever hear that, I think I'm going to retire and move to Minnesota?
Don't hear that one. You're not going to hear that one. No one likes to be cold. Here's the thing that I just put two and two together. I don't know what it is about Ripley and Southern Miss, but they've got Ty Long and their best golfer. Possibly Southern Miss's shortstop this year.
Something in the water?
I mean, maybe so. Maybe the whole lot of nothing to do up there got him learning to play sports.
Where is Ripley, can I ask?
North, as far as I know.
Up in North Mississippi?
When you talk about facilities, lots of times people say, everybody talks about facilities. Georgia Southern, $110 million new facility for this, that, and the other thing. And again, it's not a coincidence. When they built the Judson Golf Center out there, the indoor facility that the golf teams have now, and then all of a sudden they become great? No. I mean, there's a direct correlation to when the weather has nothing to do with their ability to get better.
But you know, Kelly, I don't understand that. I'm sure the Cincinnati Bengals have good facilities, and they suck.
For different reasons.
Are we going to commercial break anytime soon here? Well, they put too much money on the rest of their team and not enough in their quarterback. Although we should have a pretty good NFL game tonight, the Seahawks and the Cardinals.
I did see a meme earlier today that a big food store in New Orleans is giving free paper bags.
For the Saints.
For the game.
I don't know who all out there is like big fantasy football fans, but I'd love to see in the comments if y'all think Marvin Harrison's going to have a good night or not. Because he's been it's very mediocre so far.
Cardinals,
right. Yes.
Who plays tonight?
Seahawks and the Cardinals.
That could be competitive.
It's going to be a good game.
Yeah, it should be.
Mm. Extremely low scoring.
Should be competitive.
But I need Marvin Harrison to have two touchdowns.
That's your fantasy man?
That's him.
I got That's you. Him.
Who's your quarterback?
So I got two different teams or two different leagues. I've got Patty Mahomes is one, I've got Josh Allen is the other. So I got two quarterbacks. I'm going to draft one that's going to get me around 17 points.
You're doing pretty good there with those two guys, right?
Not bad. Not bad at all.
Although I think the edge that the Chiefs have had over the last few years does not right now appear to be there.
No, it doesn't at all. And I think they've almost got away from paying the other guys on the team and just strictly Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce.
It's the year of the Buffalo guys.
I hope so. But then you got to think you've got the Lions, you've got the Ravens. One of those three teams, it is their time to win. Yeah, so which one of the three?
You're right,
dude.
You watch the Lions play Monday night. It'd be hard to bet against them. They get them big dudes up front moving, and it's like earth machine. Mm,
and Jared Goff's been there, done that.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
The Southern Miss women's volleyball team opens conference play. They've got a two-game set with Louisiana Monroe opening tonight. That and more stuff about other teams at Southern Miss.
Katie's back in the studio. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Katie's going to join us as well.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, 4th Street Bar Grill sponsors the fourth segment of the Eagle. You know, I came up with that overnight, Graham. That's pretty clever, isn't it? 4th Street Bar and Grill, fourth segment.
What a marketing genius.
Golly,
you are.
I should be working for Southern Miss. I could do the trick or treat with the Eagles or something like that. It was just amazing. So creative. 4th Street Bar and Grill right there in the shadow of the Rock. All right, Katie's back with us from Anatomies, and we asked her to come back out here today, and then we were sitting all here discussing about Graham's wife's about to have a baby. He may have a Christmas baby coming up, and we start talking about pregnant women not taking Tylenol, and guess who announces she's pregnant, too? So,
and not taking Tylenol.
There we go. Must be something in the Eagle Hour studio, huh?
Well, I thought that you were going to say that, and I'm going, Bob, that might be something she doesn't want disclosed.
No, me and Katie are buds. Okay. She don't care, does she?
I'm good.
I'm glad. As long as your husband knows.
He knows. We've told the parents and everything. Now we're just good. Anybody
so
can
now
know
we've told
point.
The Eagle Hour Nation, Katie. So you could be getting a lot of gifts soon.
Got an address you want to give? Our Parkinson's group.
All right, let's talk about that, Katie. We got about 4.5 minutes. You're doing something we think is very, very important, and that's providing some physical therapy, for lack of a better term. I'm going to let you describe it, for Parkinson's patients. And you've kind of made me aware, listening to you and Kelly talk, how prevalent that is. And so important. So go again and let people know what it is you're here to promote.
So October 6th, 9:30 in the morning, we are offering a Parkinson's program out of Anatomies. It's going to be coordination driven, fall driven, and then also we're doing rock steady boxing. So we want to start out, we're going to give a lot of free resources for caregivers as well. And while they can either join with their patients, or they can go off and go do their own things. Caregivers are tired. Mm-hmm. So they can go do their own thing, get some coffee, hang out in our sauna rooms, get a massage, because we're going to have a massage chair set up for free rounds of massages for caregivers, things like that. And then the patients will be going through how do we protect ourselves when we fall? How do we fall the right way? They'll be doing balance exercises, and then after that, they're going to get to go to a boxing class.
And then you're going to set up a regular program, though. This is to introduce them to the program.
Yes. So this is our free open house. We're going to continue doing this months to come until we get a good baseline of patients. And whenever we have a good little baseline and a good community, we plan to offer this to the community 1 to 2 times a week.
And Kelly, you seem to think there could be some insurance that would help here.
You would think so, because lots of times, as long as anything that will better the health of the community, insurance companies, for example, I know the Blue Company in Mississippi, to lose weight, if you're pre-diabetic, they pay for an app that you can get that you can track your food and calories and things like that. So insurance companies many times are willing to step up and make that as part of your insurance
program. It's better
program
for them to do that, right?
Because they have to treat fewer people chronically.
Correct, right.
Yeah.
So is there any word on whether this would be covered under any of the insurance plans, or what should somebody do to try to find out?
I know that in the past through our Gateway program, what we've had people do, depending on their insurance, I know some Advantage plans out there that will, if you go in and you pay whatever fee it is at your gym, and then you get an invoice, you can turn it in, and then that company will reimburse
you. There you go.
But that's company to company, so I can't speak wholly to each.
My wife and I personally now know how important this is. We've got a very close friend who suffered a fall about 6 weeks ago, bad hip injury, not recovering well. Man, your balance for mm-hmm. patients like this is so important. And that's a big part of it, right, to help them stay on their feet and help prevent these really can be catastrophic injuries, really.
Yes, absolutely. And a couple of things is it's not always – you got to think it falls a couple different ways. There's the fall, which can obviously get you down, you know, literally and figuratively. Like it'll keep you down for a while. There's also somebody picking you up the wrong way. So I know that might sound kind of strange, but whenever I was in home health and hospice, people would tear their shoulders up because caregivers were picking them up the wrong way. They just kind of, a lot of adults will turn into noodles and their arms go straight overhead and there's no way to pick them up underneath their armpits, which is what most caregivers want to do. They want to pick them up like that. Well, then picking them up the wrong way causes more damage, just tears up those muscles. So we can teach the caregivers how to assist appropriately, check on the patient. Here's when we call for help. That kind of thing.
Again, a few seconds left. How can people get in touch with you? How can people attend this event? Monday, is that right?
Yes, so Monday, October 6th, 9:30 a.m. If you have more questions, just call Anatomies at 601-579-9555.
I've told people, Bob, it's one thing that it is good news that we're living to be older as a country. It's also bad news.
That's right.
Because the old gray mare ain't what they used to be.
Right. Well, this will hopefully help a lot of people.
Indeed.
And you'll hear Katie's lovely voice on commercials that are running on Super Talk. And we've had numerous people ask for your phone number, but we're not allowed to give it out. Is that correct, Katie?
That is correct.
I'm not even allowed to be around her.
We make him sit all the way over there.
10-foot circle.
Thanks, Katie, very much. All right, that's Anatomies, man. Everybody remember that. And if you got somebody in your family suffering from that disease, this is a wonderful, wonderful opportunity. All right, we're on the road tomorrow. Bocoma Casino, Kelly Center up in Sandersville. Bring your money.
I'm ready. Let's roll them.
We might put a bet on that game you said was a lock.
Let's go, playa.
All right, we'll be at Bocoma tomorrow in Sandersville. Hope you'll come by and say hello. Thanks a lot for listening. Southern Miss.
To the top.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.